Hello, hello.
Martika, what up, though?
What's up, LP?
I'm
Good
doing good.
evening.
Good evening. It is what? Midnight right
It
now.
is midnight. We're doing this. That is our dedication to this podcast.
Hell yeah. Welcome to the Bacheleteros. We out here. Two episodes going down this week. How you feel about that, Martika?
I'm already stressed, okay? I am stressed. I am all sorts of emotional. Well, I mean, I think this whole season has been an emotional roller coaster, but today was just draining. I said about every episode, no, but today was long.
It was too, yo, we got to stop with these bullshit 3-hour episodes, man. That's too much. It's like we watch the fucking the Titanic every week. Like it's legit 3-hour episode. What, like the third 3-hour episode?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, something like that. And the worst part is that we have commercials in between. At least, you know, in the Titanic, we have 3 hours of long, drawn drama. But now we have to, like, we have to wait for the commercials and then the anticipation and the teases. And you know how that is. Can you stop? Is that your hangover from yesterday from watching the Super Bowl?
First of all, I haven't drank since New Year's Eve. And I'm very proud of that. I've been on my detox flow. You feel me?
Bendito. Uh-huh.
Trying to grow 2 inches this year. You know? Oh.
With your hair, right? You're trying to grow 2 inches of hair. Yeah.
Sure, we'll go with that.
Uh-huh. Okay. Te gustó.
Yo, all right. So how did this episode start off, Martika? Set us off.
Well, before that, can we just talk about how Peter was at the Super Bowl last night with his brother?
Oh, shit, that's right.
Yes, he was. Pilot Pete was disfrutando del espectáculo de medio tiempo. I just said he was having fun and enjoying the halftime performance of Shakira. I, you know what I was hoping for? I was hoping he would have brought one of the girls. I was hoping he would have spoiled some shit.
Nah, you know damn well that wasn't going to happen. That never happens.
You never know.
That never happens. Like, you of all people know, Martika, that they, like, whoever he chose or whatever winner of the Bachelor or Bachelorette, you know, whoever they choose, they never see those two together until, like, they're, like, shown and announced on the show itself. So, todavía falta. You know, still a lot of time left.
Yeah, there is. And, But I was hoping for it. I think it was, you know, wishful thinking. That would have definitely made my night as I did my little Instagram stalking. But other than Peter being at the Super Bowl last night and loving Miami and just, I guess, reaching out to his Cuban roots, I just want to give a shout out to Ali Fedotowsky Mano. She was actually an ex-bachelorette who was diagnosed with skin cancer.
Oh, damn.
Yeah, she was diagnosed with skin cancer. Hold on, let me say this right, because I don't want to screw this up. Basal cell carcinoma. Yeah, basal cell carcinoma. She found that a couple weeks ago, and she posted something on her socials. And the main focus and what she wanted to express to everyone that follows her and Bachelor Nation as a whole is to get your skin checked. A couple of weeks ago, I found out that I have skin cancer. When my dermatologist used the C word, I just about fainted in his office. Thankfully, the type of skin cancer I have is rarely fatal and really never fatal when you catch it early.
Yeah.
But still, it is the C word. It's something that, you know, we have to be conscious about, and just wanted to give her a shout out for spreading consciousness about the C word and for you know, telling us to wear your sunscreen and to take better care of ourselves. So thank you, Ali, and I hope you know, keep fighting the good fight. And I know this isn't anything fatal, but still, thank you.
Yeah. So how do you get your skin checked then? So you just go to a dermatologist?
Yeah, you go to a dermatologist, and the dermatologist will check any moles and any anything in your body that looks abnormal, even regular moles. A regular mole that you can have on your body could potentially be something dangerous. So it's good to just go to the doctor, get it checked out. I know it's scary. I know going to the doctor is very, very scary, but something that we should do. We should take better care of our skin.
You know what? This is a blessing in disguise, like, for real, that we're even having this conversation. I feel like I've had this pimple in my arm for like 2 weeks now. Okay. And, like, it just doesn't, you know, and I know, like, this is kind of personal, but, you know, it just doesn't seem like it's been going away. It's gone down a little bit, but okay. it's been there, though. And I feel like I've never had that before. And it's been there for, like, I want to say, like, the last week and a half, honestly.
Are you sure you didn't catch something from the last time I went to Scarlett's?
Nah. No, not at all. But seriously, like, this is, like, it's, like, right on my bicep. And, and se explotaba like a pimple, like it was mm-hmm. like it would, like, you know, the pus would come out. TMI, I know.
No, my mind, speak your mind.
And yeah, like, I don't know, like, it, I would be lying if I said that I wasn't concerned, or at least I didn't have like thoughts of, like, you know, what if it's something else, you know, that I don't know what's going on. So it's really like I'm really glad that you're bringing that up, because I'm gonna do my due diligence and I'm gonna look into a dermatologist. I've never been to a dermatologist before, and so I don't even know where to look for one.
You do have healthcare through your radio station, correct?
Yeah. Yes. Thank God. Okay. And, so I'm looking to that. So Martica, thank you so much for sharing that. I appreciate you.
You're welcome. And by the way, if once we get off this call or whatever, yeah. on this podcast, if you want to talk to me about it, you know. You know what's up. I don't gotta tell you, but you know.
I feel like it goes regular. Both ways. I mean, I just you know, talk to you about it right now. You know.
Oh, so. Of course. So, tú me entiendes. Like, yo, if you need like any advice on who's a good dermatologist in Miami, especialmente that you're from Jersey, I got
word. Thank you. I appreciate that. Yeah. Hell yeah. So yeah, get your skin checked. You know, because yes. I'm gonna do that. I'm gonna definitely do that. Hell yeah. And what other big news, you know, has come out?
And Bachelor Nation, a very beloved bachelor couple also broke up. I'm right now. Mm-hmm. Joe, se me va el nombre. He was Joe, the supermarket guy, or
the grocery guy.
The grocery guy. Yeah, and his girlfriend broke up, and it was a mutual breakup. And it's like, people, hold on. Yeah, Bachelor Nation reacts to Joe Amabile and Kendall Long's split. Yeah, grocery store Joe. And Kendall Long, who got together during season 5 of Bachelor in Paradise, could not make it work. And unfortunately, they had to break up. But they left on very, very, very good terms. And they announced their split on each other's socials. And this is what they had to say about it. We've decided mutually to go our separate ways. Joe has made the decision to move back to Chicago, while Kendall will be remaining in her hometown of Los Angeles. Yeah.
Basically, any kind of, you know, public figure statement of any kind of breakup, you know, same shit. So,
yeah.
Sucks. But, yeah, it is what it is. Life goes on. And they seem like nice people. Hopefully they, you know, hopefully they find themselves first and, you know, they learn to love themselves. And then, you know, with that, be able to exude that love upon somebody else, you know?
But what's sad is that, last November, they went on to this show hosted by Chris Harrison's boo, Lauren Zima. Shout out to Lauren Zima. Mm. Roses and Rose. I love that little YouTube videos that she does. It's funny. It's amazing. She's fabulous. And they actually talked about their wedding and getting engaged. And they seemed like they had it together. Like, they seemed like one of those bachelor couples that could go the distance, you know. I was rooting for them, so it's really sad.
Damn.
Yeah.
All right. Well, you know, they'll be all right. You know, there's worse things going on in the world than just a breakup.
You mean like the coronavirus and me having to go this week to the doctor because I thought I caught it on the.
Oh my! You're so dramatic. Honestly, you're valid because you just never know. Yeah. Nowadays, you really just never know. Better safe than sorry. So I take that back. I mean, actually, you are dramatic, period. But yes. You weren't over dramatic about this. So, you know.
No, not at all.
I'm taking back what I said. I apologize. You are absolutely right for getting yourself checked just in case.
You know that on cruises, people from all shapes, sizes, and all, from all parts of the world come to go on this cruise.
Yeah.
So when I started getting like cough symptoms and feeling like I was like really under the weather, yeah. I had a little bit of a fever. I was like, oh hell no. I
you should... Damn. I mean, was it as bad as, you know, homeboy that was at Scarlett's that one night that apparently was sick the whole trip?
No, not.
I wonder why. Yeah. I got sick.
That's why I asked you.
Nah, I'm good.
Did you get that rash or whatever pimple that was from Scarlet? I was just putting two and two together because, you know, the timeline was right. The moon, yeah. The stars were aligning, and I was like, okay, this guy makes lots of sense. But I went to go get myself checked out, and they're like, it's a common cold. Don't worry, but it's good that you actually came and consulted, because at the end of the day, can you imagine that I actually had something more and they would have to confine me?
Yes.
For, you know, in my room. I would have to, well, at least I would have internet and I'd be able to still do the podcast with you.
Martika, how you doing? You know, just quarantined.
Getting fed four times a day, you know, having a nurse come check on me. No big deal.
Right. But let's thank God that that's not the case at all, though. You know?
Thank God, right? Mm-hmm. But let's move on from all this tragicness that's these illnesses, your rash, me thinking I have the coronavirus. let's, you know, pick up where we left off with this bachelor drama.
Yeah.
So let's start off with this tonight's episode. When we left off, ¿qué está pasando?
No, sorry, I'm walking to the bathroom. So while you talk, I'm peeing.
Really? We're doing this again? En serio.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead, talk. So what happened?
So am I really gonna listen to you pee while I'm expressing myself? No. Really? Is this how we're doing this? Yes.
Martika. Shh.
Oh my God! Not again.
Right. Listen, I'm a human being. Okay, I drink a lot of water. I pee a lot.
I understand these things, pero contrale, tú no lo puedes aguantar. Like,
nah, I really can't. Nah, I really can't.
Listen, 11 minutes into this podcast, and you could have done it before. Anyways, okay.
Martika, so
what
happened
at the beginning of the episode? That's all I ask. Wash your hands. That's all I ask.
I'm doing it. Okay. Dale pues.
And then you wonder why you have rashes and shit on your skin. Anyways.
Oh my God. All right.
Anyways, So picking up where we left off with the bachelor drama. We start off tonight's episode picking up where we left off last week. Peter and Alea and that whole finasco.
Yeah.
Of a shit show.
You love this finasco word. You are stuck on that shit.
I mean, it was honestly pretty iconic. It was pretty iconic.
I don't know about iconic, tampoco.
Yes, it was, because
tampoco.
Lingering and finasco. I'm like, words of this bachelor season, okay? But if we pick up where we left off, Peter had no idea what he was going to do about Alea and Victoria P, and he was questioning everything. Can we just talk about how Peter is really dramatic for being a guy?
It's not that he's dramatic. I don't think Peter has been dramatic. I think that's the wrong word. He's so empathetic towards everybody, and you know, empathetic to a fault. You know, I don't think that he's been dramatic at all. I think he's very in tune with, like, you know, with his emotions and his feelings, and he wants to, you know, be the best possible person for everybody, for every individual that comes into his life, you know, particularly on this show.
Do we know his zodiac sign?
I'm actually looking this up right now. Peter Weber zodiac. He is. All right. How about we just go?
He's a Leo. Enough said. I understand.
August 4th.
He is a Leo just like me. I understand. I am in. Oh, Peter. That is why you can go four times in a windmill, baby. That shit has nothing to do. Let me tell you.
Being a Leo doesn't mean that. Oh yeah, he's good in bed.
Listen. We're not gonna get into this. But
let's get into it. Give me an example. Go ahead. Get into it.
Oh my God.
It.
All right.
You
so,
was about to say.
Oh my God. No, I can't say it. Okay.
Don't say it. If you're going to get in trouble, don't say it.
Listen, it is what it is. So someone that is in I'm not even going to put a number, but I'm just going to. Okay. Someone that is in. Actually.
Cuidado, Martika.
It is what it is.
You're in a relationship. Cuidado. Be careful.
Oh my God. But it's the truth. And it's not like I haven't said this before. Someone that's in my top three Two out of those three Martica. Are Leos. Two out of those three are Leos. That's all I gotta say. Two out of those three are Leos. That is all I have to say about that. Leos are ferocious lovers, okay? They're the one of the most passionate signs in the zodiac, okay? J-Lo's a Leo. A-Rod's a Leo. That's why they probably have phenomenal sex, okay? That's why, you know, le da un once de diez cuando está en la cama. I'm just saying. That's all I got to say about that. Okay. 12 de 10, it's 12 de 10 or 11 de 10?
Martica, are we getting back to The Bachelor?
We are getting back to The Bachelor. But the point is that Peter is a Leo, which explains to me, and now I understood him. I get him. I have now found a new connection with Peter Weber. He is Cuban. He is a Leo. Why am I not on this season of The Bachelor? Oh, my God. Sorry.
Because you're in a relationship.
I understand that, but Peter Weber, Pilot Pete, Pinga Pete, four so times
the meal. Is he your hall pass?
I can't. Nicki Jam is my hall
wait,
pass.
Wait, wait, wait. Now you thought about it.
Nicki Jam is my hall pass. So it's kind of like,
So, si se presentó la oportunidad, if the opportunity presented itself.
No, because Peter Weber's like hubby material. Peter Weber's sensitive. Peter Weber.
He's okay? Empathetic.
Yes, he's oof. He's zaddy. He's being up here for a reason. Anyways, continuing on.
All right.
So sorry we segued way out of that. But yes, he's a Leo. He's very emotional. But I feel like he's one of the more emotional bachelors that we've ever had in Bachelor Nation. Bachelor Nation, please, if I'm wrong, please remember to comment on our social media, The Bacheleteros. Let us know. Send us a DM. You know what to do. He was confused. He used a C word again. And the twist of everything, he couldn't deal with the drama, so he sent Aleah home. And let me tell you something.
Good.
Aleah, listen. Aleah acted like todo una dama, and she accepted everything gracefully. That's it. I applaud her for that. I applaud her for not putting up a fight and for leaving with dignity and grace, because let me tell you something, those girls were bullying the crap out of her in the rose ceremony. Like, they were going off. They were attacking her. It's one thing. I understand that these girls felt threatened, and these girls were like, listen, you didn't deserve to have a rose. You have ulterior motives. It's not, but you are cornering this girl. Like, eso no se hace.
Yeah. Like, I'm going to be honest with you. Like, with how that whole situation with LA, it was just way too much drama. And it was, like I said last week, there was such a dark cloud over LA. I'm sure she's a great girl. Mm-hmm. She's just not a good fit for Peter. It just is what it is. Wow. And she doesn't, and like, she's not, maybe not in the mansion, but she just didn't get along with a lot of girls. But she did that to herself, though. You know, she dug her own grave on The Bachelor, and it just is what it is. Honestly, I'm fucking glad that she's out of the show. But I will be even gladder to see her on Paradise.
Is that even a word?
Yes, it is, because we just made it up right now. I will be gladder to see her on Paradise. I think she punched the ticket to Paradise. I think it was enough drama. I think she's cute enough. But then I still think that there's a certain kind of appeal towards Aleah too, you know?
She's a beauty pageant queen. She's gorgeous. She may not be as beautiful to you as Victoria F, but ella tiene su encanto. She has her own. And I just felt like, you know what? I felt that they both handled it really well. And I applaud them both for not, you know, for just, okay, there was a lot of buildup. There was a lot of drama, and they're like, all right, you know what? Let's handle this like adults. And I applaud them both for doing that. So bravo, Peter, bra freaking bo.
Yeah.
And then after that, Peter sent her home. The girls were shocked. The girls could have had a party. If there was champagne, they would have started Champagne Gate Part 2 and started throwing champagne everywhere, because they were thrilled. They were thrilled. And some of the girls were actually like, you know what? You know, it seems like Peter's really, really messed up about this. Peter really cared about this girl. And some of the girls were more empathetic to what he was going through, because yeah, she was not there to make friends, but she was there for Peter and he really liked her.
Yo, that spoke volumes, like, depending on how you reacted to that situation, you know? She's gone, she's gone. You know, fuck her. You're like if you're a girl that is trying to compete for Peter's love, like, yo, like, you're not worried about whether she stays or she goes. You know, at the end of the day, you are there for one reason and one reason only, to win that man's heart. So for those that empathized with Peter, for knowing that, like, he was going through what he's going through emotionally and knowing that it wasn't an easy exit for him. Mm-hmm. Yeah, like, I appreciated that. I'm like, word, you know, like there was some emotional maturity in there. Some.
I just hated the fact that the girls kept saying he's wishy-washy, and the fact that he kept apologizing and kept apologizing for his decision making. My love, this is Peter, this is your journey. This is nobody else's journey but yours.
Yeah, but he doesn't want to hurt anybody in the process, which he is going to do eventually, you know, unintentionally.
Of course.
But it just is what it is, man. Like this is a very complicated journey. I mean, not going to lie, like, there's a lot of men that would like to be in his position. You know? Yes. That's not a bad problem to have. Like, oh, I don't know who to pick between Aleya or Victoria P or Victoria. That's a great problem to have.
A lot of fuckboys, a lot of Miami fuckboys would love to be in that position.
But you know damn well they wouldn't be as empathetic or as caring as people. Nah. You know? Nah. So, like, Peter, he's a different breed, and I've grown to really appreciate him, you know, as a person, as a human being, you know, like, so, like, yeah. I really hope, whoever is left in the mansion is actually going to be something that fits Peter perfectly, you know?
Yes.
And there's a couple things that I do want to say more on top of that, but, you know, we got to go through a couple things before we get there, you know?
Yes. I will say this. I thought that he acted like a complete and utter gentleman when he pulled Natasha to the side and he apologized to her and said, hey, had Aleya not have come up to me and Aleya had not come back, I would have given my group date rose to you. And Natasha obviously gracefully accepted his apology. And I was like, you know what? Peter likes Natasha. Peter likes the 30-year-old. He likes the cougar. And he likes this. I honestly, she's one of my favorites. Only because I feel like she's strong-willed. I feel like this girl has a great head on her shoulders. And I love all the things that come out of her mouth.
Mm. Yeah, Natasha's dope. You know, like, she's very, like, she's her own woman. You know, she's her own woman. I'm not mad at her. She speaks what's on her mind. She's on a different level. You know, she's 31. And then, like, if you compare Natasha to fucking McKenna, you know, like,
oh my God,
two different places in her world, you know, like, in their lives. And so, like, and Peter, what I noticed, he likes it when the other girl, you know, tells him what to do or kind of puts him in his place, you know. Because in a bachelor, you could get caught up and be like, all right, you know, you could do what you're going to do what I say type of thing. And like, these girls will absolutely fucking eat off of his palm if he asked, you know, and I can see how you could get sucked into that. But then when somebody really puts you in your place and you know it's coming from the right place, you know, that could be a turn on. It's just
when it's coming from the right place, from the top, from the bottom, from the side.
Jesus, Martica.
When it's coming, listen. You fell into that when she said these things, all right? She said these things.
Oh, my God. You're five. You're a child.
Take for no one. No, but on a very serious note, he does like a woman in charge. And I feel like that's because his mom is Cuban. And I'm sorry, but if you've ever dated a Cuban woman or if you have a Cuban woman in your life, we ain't easy. And we like to be in charge. 99.9% of the time.
0.9999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999
So I think that I bet you, I can bet you $100 that his mom is the one that like has the pants.
La que manda.
La que manda. Absolutely.
99999999.
Legit. Yeah. So yeah, I feel like, you know, that's what he saw at home. That yeah. the woman was in charge, that, you know, that the man was the head, but that the woman is the neck, and she would make him, you know, turn the neck wherever she wanted it to go. So, yeah.
This got to be like, you know, he wants a certain balance, you know? It can't be two super empathetic people. Like, you know, like whoever he ends up with has to have some, you know? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, she can't be una come mierda.
She can't be una come mierda, you know? Like, she can't be eating shit. She can't be, like, super, like, naive and gullible. Because, like, you know, where he may be naive in, he'll be very strong in other aspects. Which he's shown mm-hmm. plenty of times. Whether it be on this season or last season on The Bachelorette with Hannah.
He showed his strength all right in that season.
Hell yeah. Remember the end? Like, when they confronted Luke P? Yo, oh, yeah. Tyler mm-hmm. and Peter were about to throw it down on Luke P. Like, bitch. But yeah.
He also threw it down four times in the windmill. That's what I was referring to. Okay.
Because he's a Leo.
Yeah, because he is a Leo. Damn right. August 4th. I'm never going to forget that. I think my top three that's a Leo, that's what his birthday is. Fuera de juego.
Jesus Christ. Back to the fucking Leo conversation.
Back to the podcast. Let's go to the rose ceremony.
Yeah.
The roses went to Madison. Obviously, she was the first call out.
You know how I feel about Madison.
Yeah, she's I think she's hometown material. I think mm-hmm. she can go all the way top two. Kelsey, Sydney, Natasha, Lexi, Hannah Ann, Victoria P, your girl Victoria F, McKenna, Sheehan, and Tammy, which meant that Kiara, Savannah, and DeAndrea were heading home. Now, who was the girl that was having like a tit fit? Se me olvida because she was that irrelevant.
That got eliminated?
Yeah, that got eliminated.
DeAndrea. Yeah, DeAndrea. She was the one I was very surprised. Because they had like a cute little moment, you know, at the cocktail party, like right beforehand. And she felt very confident about her little one-on-one with Peter. And, yeah, yo, she was in. She was like, yo, like, nah, like, you know, I know my connection with Peter's established, this and that. And, yo, like, she reacted like she was blindsided. The only person in the world that was blindsided was her. Because everybody in the fucking world knew that, like, all right, like, there's no connection between y'all two. Peter's not that into you. You know, like, this is what it is. And it's a show. You got to eliminate people. He has he has stronger connections with a lot of other girls in the building. Mm-hmm. But one time for DeAndrea scoring that game tying touchdown at the Bachelor Bowl last week. She fucking did a damn. She straight Randy Moss that chick. Mm-hmm. Do you know what Moss in somebody means?
No, but you're going to tell me.
Okay, so.
Isn't Randy Moss a football player?
Yes. What position did he play?
I don't remember. Not right now.
All right. So he's considered one of the greatest wide receivers to have ever played in the NFL.
So now, what you're trying to tell me is he is in the offense?
Yes. Yes. There you go, Martica. Yeah. Step by step, Martica. There you go. So yes, he plays offense. A wide receiver, which means that what does he do with the ball when it's thrown to him?
He receives it.
Exactly, Martica. And so he was so good that he became his last name became a verb. Okay. Like Moss. So he was known for catching a ball over defenders. So if it was mm-hmm. a 50-50 ball and it's like me and you trying to fight for the ball in the air, he mm-hmm. would catch it 100% of the time over the other defender. So wow. when you Moss somebody, that means that even if you try catching it, I'm going to catch it over you and score that touchdown. So that's basically what DeAndrea was doing. She was Mossing everybody. So you see the verb and you see the connection in that?
Gotcha. It's like Kobe. Same.
Yeah. Yes, actually, yeah. You know, like, so that's a pretty good comparison right there. Yeah, you know?
Like when you Kobe something, it's because, you know, you're going to make it in the basket.
Exactly.
And if you're Mossing something, it's because you're going to receive it. 9.9999999999%.
Yeah, but receiving it, catching it over somebody else. Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Look at you learning, Martica. Oh, we about to start a football podcast.
I get an A+ for my quiz today.
I don't know about A+. Tampoco.
Oye, no empiece. Pero, anyways.
Yeah, DeAndrea.
So, DeAndrea, pobrecita, she felt blindsided, but she got eliminated. And that's where we end with the rose ceremony.
Wait, hold on, real quick. What? So, let's, like, I also want to note that, like, Kiara was in the house for way too long with no kind of airtime. She got zero airtime.
Yeah.
I felt like there was no kind of confessionals with her. I don't think I've ever seen a one-on-one between her and Pete.
No.
But apparently, like behind the scenes, she played a factor with some of the girls, and she was very well liked by the mansion, by the girls. I saw Sydney post up on her Instagram story that they were best friends, and how appreciative she was of Kiara being in her life and being best friends. So apparently, Sydney and Kiara are best friends. Kiara seems like she's a great girl, like from a distance. She just wasn't a fit at all for this show. You know?
Yeah, but and, you know, we're trying to win a man's heart. We ain't trying to win the girl's heart. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. And one time for the one time for Savannah. You remember her introduction, episode one?
Yeah, she made out with Peter.
Yes, sir. And she got her ass eliminated.
Kiss. Yeah, that's what happens. That's what happens when you are too forward on the first date.
She was too forward only that one time, and then after that, se apareció. You know, she just disappeared.
Yeah, she was irrelevant, unfortunately. But again, these are all great girls. These are all great women.
Yeah.
They know what they sign up for. You know, unfortunately, that's the name of the game. It's the way that it's played. And so, shout out to Kiara, Savannah, and DeAndrea. We love you, ladies. Peace. Now, here's where I'm a little confused. Peter keeps apologizing. Like, I hate that. He's being so apologetic about this whole, about his decision making. I want him to stop apologizing. I really want him to stop apologizing. I really just want him to say, look, it is what it is. This is my journey, and my journey to find my wife, my journey to find my person, my journey to go 6 times in a windmill. You know what I'm saying? So
I don't even know if a guy really wants to go 6 times.
Listen. Maybe he has his stamina, okay? He has his stamina, so we don't know.
You go 6 times. That means you took a fucking pill from the gas station. You know what I'm talking about.
The pill from the gas station, or you stole one from your dad?
But my dad didn't. Nah, my dad a G, man. Like, that's all natural.
Bueno, I don't know about your dad. I'm just saying maybe Peter's dad does a little blue peel.
You know? I have no idea.
The little blue peel, you know, he's like, ooh, I'm going to take advantage of this. And he took it overseas and used it in Greece. Anyways, we're reading too much into this, but the point is.
You're reading too much into it.
Listen, cállate. Chao. Honestly, I think Peter needs to stop apologizing for his journey. That's my thoughts on that. I want him to stop. Yeah, Peter, this is Martica speaking to you. You need to stop, papi. You need to stop because you are amazing. You are fabulous. You are sexy. And this is about you and you finding your wife. And you do not need to apologize for a damn thing. You're doing things the way that your heart is telling you to do them. Okay? Mm. Moving forward. Can we talk about how these girls completely reacted? Completely different. When they found out they were going to Costa Rica versus how they were going
Cleveland.
To Cleveland. Like, seriously, like, yeah, we got Costa Rica. And by the way that Peter was describing them going to Costa Rica made it that much more enticing, that much more appealing, okay?
Yeah.
Naming all the animals, and then he named the sloth. So I was like, oh my God, we're going to go see the sloth.
Oh my God.
Martica. Listen, I love me a sloth, okay? Do not. Why are you judging me?
I'm not judging you. I'm just saying, oh my God, like you mad dramatic too, just like the girls in the house.
Listen, I was part of a reality show once. I mean, come on. But that's neither here nor there. But he was naming the sloth, and I was like, oh my God, yes, we're gonna see sloths. and obviously my God. The beautiful mountains of Costa Rica, and he was very excited. And the girls obviously were like, oh my God, Costa Rica, and all these girls were super happy. All but one.
Kelly. Ooh. Oh, well, Kelly, like, she's not a very, like, enthusiastic, like, oh, my, like, she's just very chill. Like, she's hashtag normal Kelly. She is, like, so down to earth. She can go to Costa Rica whenever the fuck she wants on her own. She's an attorney. She's probably been to Costa Rica on her own dime.
Mm-hmm.
Like, she's not impressed by all this shit. And I love that about her. And we're going to get more into Kelly, too, in a few.
Yeah, but I just... Here, it bothered me and it irked me that she said to the camera, you know, I've traveled to 26 countries and I'm just tired of traveling. Who says that? Who?
Well, somebody has traveled a lot.
Girl, shut your mouth. You had to pay for that. Or daddy had to pay for that.
She's an attorney. She could pay for her damn self.
Yeah, an attorney for her father's sperm.
Hey, that. Hey, listen. An attorney, nonetheless, she did a thing in school and she got a job. Don't bash her because her dad happens to own his own law firm and she got a job. Like, that's. I wish. Like, if I was trying to be an attorney and my dad was like owned the law firm, yo, all the more power to you and your family. That's what's up right there. She found a way. She's making it happen. She's paying her own damn bills. Listen, if you're tired of going on vacation or not even on vacation, but just traveling, you know, you're tired. You just want to chill. She's a simple chick. She's a simple girl.
Is she simple? Is she? I thought that was really pretentious to say that. I thought it was really pretentious.
It's fine. It's fine.
I thought it was pretentious.
Like, what she was implying is that is like none of this shit is impressing her. None of that, like, all that extra shit that McKenna is super excited about. Like, oh, my God, life-changing experience.
Well, McKenna's young. McKenna's super young. And you can tell by her.
That's the point that I'm trying to make. Like, these are different. Like, Natasha and Kelly, they are in two different levels compared to the rest of the house when it comes to maturity, when it comes to where they are in their lives. Especially Kelly. She is super successful on her own. She doesn't need this show at all. She don't need Paradise. She's not relying on any of this. She's like, all right, like, if this shit works, cool. If not, then I keep on making my money. I keep on doing my thing. I live my life.
What? In any case, they jet off. I didn't like it, but that's neither here nor there. The point is that they jet off to Costa Rica, and then when they get to Costa Rica, Peter informs them that he was in a freak golf karting accident. Have you seen the footage?
That was the most
ridiculous accident. Like, for that, 22 stitches to the face, 22 stitches, all because he grabbed the glass, sink at it, and smashed it into his head like the Hulk.
Yeah, that was just weird. In his words,
like, it was
like he's so clumsy. Like Chris Harrison said at the end, like, there's never been somebody has been more clumsy and like imbalanced and uncoordinated, a more uncoordinated bachelor or bachelorette than this guy right here, Peter. he's goofy, he's clumsy. It just is what it is, you know. Like, thank God he's okay though, because honestly, that could have been a really fucking serious injury. Yeah. Like, the glass could have like went literally into his eye,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, or his eye. So like, thank God that it wasn't anything crazy, and yeah, that he's all right. I love the story that he mentioned about how it happened.
Yes,
and like he's like, you know what? Yeah, man. So I was hiking, I was exploring. I saw, yeah, and then I came across a puma, and everybody like, oh my God. And like, yeah, we locked eyes and I just knew it was real. Oh my God. And then like, he got, you know, got a little hit off, but should have seen the other guy. Yo, like, and all the girls are like, shut the fuck up. Like,
they were
sucking it for a little bit though. They were a sucker for the story for like 2 seconds.
They were sucking on the power teat. they were sucking. What?
It's so funny that you were just laughing to your own joke right now.
Listen, if I don't laugh at myself, how the hell do I expect to laugh at somebody else? Can I get an amen up in here? Amen. Amen. All right. I didn't say that. RuPaul said that, but that's neither here nor there. El punto aquí es que, yes, they were sucking on the power teat because he is the one with the powerful tit right now. And they were just sucking on it. They were eating up whatever the hell he was saying. And then obviously he explained the real accident. And Chris Harrison and the bloopers are just genius. I'm telling you, if they don't win an Emmy for their production this year, they should riot. The Bachelor franchise should riot.
They won it last year, though, no? Hannah season one what?
Choice.
No, it was more than that.
Hannah won People's Choice.
People's Choice? Bachelorette Award. I'm looking it up right now. People's Choice. Yeah, you're right. Not bad. That's a great award, though. She's in for
favorite reality show star. She won over Tyler, actually. They were both nominated for the same category. Tyler Cameron, by the way. Tyler C., her first runner-up. She beat him. So take that, Tyler C. No, but honestamente, it was just funny. I think Peter, pobrecito, like the things that he keeps going through. I just feel for the man.
And he goes, but you know, he does it with grace. he does it with a certain kind of class.
Yeah.
And Selena's. So like it, I don't know, like it just makes you want to, like it just makes you love him that much more, you know? Like it just makes you appreciate the genuity of what he is as a person. And yeah, following up with that, he had that one on one date with Sydney.
So wait, before can we just say that Peter Weber reminds me of a fluffy unicorn? He's so fluffy, I'm gonna die.
Martika, you're so annoying.
What? Oh my God. It's true. That's what he reminds me of. Like that, he's so lovable. He's like the fluffy unicorn from Despicable Me.
Oh
he's
my so
fluffy,
God.
I'm gonna die. Fluffy. Okay.
How many times have you said that in your life? That line.
That line, a lot.
I believe it.
A lot. A lot. Me and my million voices, you know. All the million personalities that I have in my head, you know, now I'm just using them on this podcast. So they'll come out every now and then. You'll hear my impersonations. It's going to be great. But yes, that. Sydney's one-on-one thing. Your girl, Sydney, you obsessed with her.
She's like, fucking hot, yo.
You were tweeting about her. You were like all up on that. If you could get on her like white on rice, you would. Like,
Nah, I got to work for it. You know?
Oh, you got to work for it. Yeah.
No, yo, hands down, two my top three hottest girls, like just visually, hands down, Sydney, Victoria F, and Victoria P. Without a doubt. Are you mad at that list?
I'm not.
Oh, look at you. Look at us agreeing on something.
I'm not agreeing with you. That is your opinion. But okay, they are hot. Mind. No. Listen, that's a good list. For me, it would have to be Hannah Ann.
Because of course. You would say that.
No, pero es que es bonita. Es bonita la muchacha. Mm-hmm. Aleja.
No way.
Yes. But we already had this discussion last
episode. Yeah, we did.
Aleja and Sydney's up there too. Word. Sydney's definitely. And honestly, and I would say the top four, I think Asian women or women that have like Asian features, like that you can tell that son asiáticas are freaking gorgeous. Victoria Fuller, she has like those, you know what I'm talking about, like those like exotic eyes that I would think that she's somewhere from Asia. That's what she reminds me of, and she's freaking gorgeous. So yes,
could be she's fine, you know? They're all fine. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but when those eyes like se ponen a chinaitos like that, like oof, beautiful women. To tell you the truth, right. when I usually root for like Miss Universe, outside of rooting for like my countries, I'm usually voting for like Miss Thailand, Miss Japan, Miss China. Like, there's just something about like women with like exotic Asian features that just kills me.
I am mad at it. I am okay. Not mad at it. But as of right now, number one, Sydney.
Okay, it's because she has that plátano power in her. Okay.
That Latino swag, man. I don't know.
It's the plátano power. It's the Dominican swag. Llego el pavo. Okay, like that Dominican swag. ¿Qué lo que tigre? ¿Qué lo que? ¿Qué lo que?
Oye, pero ¿qué es lo que tú estás haciendo, loca, mamá huevo del diablo todo? ¿Qué es lo que tú estás haciendo, mamá huevo? Mamá grano.
Yes, that's Dominican swag. And, you know, she's beautiful. She really is. And so on the one-on-one date, they actually talked a lot about their heritage, where they're from, like, from Sydney's side, where she gets like her Latino swag from, is from her dad because he's like half African American, half Dominican. And then her mom's like white, blonde hair, like blue eyes, completely different. And then for Peter, it's like opuesto, it's opposite. He's like Cuban from his mom's side, and he speaks a little Spanish, and he spoke to her in Spanish. And I found that super cute, super sexy. There was like wet windmills everywhere through Bachelor Nation, because I'm sorry, any man that speaks Spanish is hot, hot, hot. And yeah, talked about how he's also half German too. So, you know, it was very sexy. I thought it was like a very cute moment of them talking about who they are and representing their Latinoness.
Yeah, they have an undeniably strong connection.
Physically,
without a fucking doubt. Not physically, emotional, everything. Like they have a great connection, period. They like each other. They're definitely, they want to fuck the shit out of each other.
Clearly. Peter told her she was the best kisser. Why would you do that? You don't say that.
Why you let him say it? There's no rules.
Don't say that.
Why not?
Listen, because imagínate if he finally picked a girl. I'm sorry, but if I'm fulanita de tal, and I
you're not thinking about that like long term. You're just enjoying the moment, you know. And at that point, he kissed all fucking 30 girls, I think, you know. So like, I think by now he has an idea of like who is the best kiss. There's no way. There's no fucking possible way that him and his boys didn't sit down and they didn't ask like, yo, so rank the girls of who kissed the best. And who smelled the best, so on and so forth. It is impossible that he's never had that conversation before. Or if he didn't have that conversation, that he didn't think about that before. Because, you remember shit like that. You're like, you know what, man? Like, it's like when I feel on her lips, man, it's something special when I kiss her. I don't know.
I was tugging on her hair and feeling up on her ass in that bikini.
Yeah, and you saw he once again, what did Peter do again?
He pulled the move.
The Peter. Yeah, always. Yeah, I think you're right. I think it was you that mentioned that. Like, de pronto solo se le para, like, when he does the move, you know? Like, I feel like he can only get turned down with that move.
It's like he does the move and it's like, you hear the Weeknd in the background.
I ain't mad at it, though. I'm not mad. Hey, listen, whatever works. Clearly it works.
Somehow. I mean, there's a reason why we call him Pinga Pete. But I like their chemistry. I am not, dude, that, I'm sorry. Y'all thought that the halftime show was a little over-sexualized and it was too hot.
And nobody talking about this one. That shit was super, like, that was basically a fucking
mini porn, like. Like, what is it? Soft? They call it soft porn? Yes, soft porn. That was soft porn on ABC primetime. Okay? Sir, can you please take off that screen, sir? My children can't be watching this. It's too hot. Sir, take it off. Legit. That's how I felt about that.
Yo, for real.
Like, woof. Yo, like, que calor. Like, J Balvin.
I'm watching that part, and then our custodian, like, I'm on the radio, like, while I'm doing my show, like, while I'm watching The Bachelor. The custodian walks in, Claudia. She's such a sweet lady. And, like, she comes in, es una señora, you know? She's an older, beautiful Peruvian lady. And she's looking at me like, Alex, que está viendo? Like, what are you watching right now? Like, cambia eso, change the channel. Like, damn, like. Aren't you embarrassed? Like, que pen? And I'm like, no, like, it's just on the TV. That's it. Like, you want to chill and watch it with me, you can watch it. It's just this part.
Wouldn't that be kind of awkward? Yeah, sit down, watch it with me. Like,
you know, I might have fucked up with my words.
Like, that's awkward. Like, yes, let me tell this lady who's a sweet older woman, come sit down. You can watch this with me.
Yeah, we go watch, you know,
mini soft hardcore porn. Just
basically. Yeah, man, but that obviously didn't happen. You know, she was like, okay, just be nice, be careful. I'm like, okay, cool.
So, what did you think about the whole date as a whole?
As a whole, it was a great date. It was solid. Sydney continues to establish herself as one of the top tier girls. She is hands down one of the girls that are in the lead. I see her going very far unless she gets caught up in the drama. Her Dominican side came out at one point,
which we'll
get to that part. She could get spicy when she wants to. When she gets pushed to a certain point, she could turn the fuck up. But I like that she keeps herself reserved for most of the time. I like her because she doesn't give her all and her everything to everybody. Right. Only to those that deserve her energy, you know?
Yeah.
And so, like, and that takes a certain level of maturity and discipline to do. And I fucks with her for that. I do like the shit out of her because of that.
Yeah.
The date was dope, you know? Like, they really connected. She opened up about her dad, which was, you know, like, yeah, that's not easy to talk about. She's only seen her dad 5 times in her life. And then, yeah, I mean, overall, the date was solid. Solid. Continues to cement herself in this game. I'm calling it a game because it really is a competition.
It is a game. It absolutely is a game, and these girls continue to prove that.
Yeah.
And
what about
speaking of games, while this date is happening and they're flying over the beautiful coast of Costa Rica in the jungle on a helicopter, we got freaking Kelsey being all sorts of messy.
Yo.
All sorts of messy.
Yo, I thought Victoria F was like emotionally unstable at one point. She's fine. Victoria F, like, she can hold her own. She's fine. She she gets it. She knows how to play the game. She's good. Kelsey, she's all over the place emotionally. It's a lot. But, like, everybody handles their emotions in a different way. So I want to give her the benefit of the doubt. But damn, yo, you got to be careful with who you open up to. So what happened with Sammy and Kelsey when she was going through that?
Well, I mean, Kelsey, you mean, here's what upset me. Kelsey was like not having an easy time about this whole idea about Peter dating other people. And it's kind of like, mama, do you realize what show you signed up for?
Yeah, Sammy said that.
Yeah, like, you signed up for this. Like, you need to have understood, like, hey, I'm signing up for a show where my guy is going to date not one, but 30 women and potentially sleep with all of them, potentially, like, make out with all of them, and possibly me see that in front of my face, okay? And she just kept on drinking, and then talking smack about Sydney. Like, yeah, she's cool, but, like, she's a dramatic bitch 2 seconds later. Yo, like, she was all over the place, and Tammy estaba, like, Tammy's facial expressions was everything. And I just think that she was crying drunk. She was even talking to Hannah Ann. And can we just talk about that? Like, Hannah Ann and Kelsey talking like normal adults, like friends, after the whole Champagne Gay finasco. I was like, props to you ladies. But I just felt like Kelsey needs to simmer down. She needs to stop talking shit about people.
Yeah, she's bugging out. She's getting delusional. I think she's getting caught up in the idea of being in love with a guy like Peter. Not even just a guy like Peter, but like basically a celebrity now. Every bachelor or bachelorette is automatically a celebrity, no matter what. She's caught up in that idea and that finesse, mm-hmm. like you like to say. I think she'll go a little bit deeper. I don't think she's gonna get to hometown though. Her emotions are gonna backfire on her. Tammy was, I believe, that she was trying to be a friend and trying to console her.
Yeah.
In the beginning. But then Tammy got impatient. She got sick of Kelsey's shit, and y'all, like, she started bullying her. You know, like, she started, like, she was on some bullshit with her. And I didn't like that. You know, like, I fucks with Tammy. She had some really good moments, some really high mm-hmm. moments this episode. But mm-hmm. then she also had a lot of low moments this episode.
Yeah. I mean, the low moments are, yeah, leaning towards, like, the third hour of the show. But my favorite, she was like, you know, this girl has cried over champagne for 4 days in a row. Like, my grandpa died, and I didn't cry for that long. I was like, damn, the shade is real.
You know, like, and I don't think that was, like, a necessary comment. You know, like, everybody, like, all right, do I think you should cry about a champagne bottle for 4 days? No. But at the same time, too, like, it's, all right, everybody handles emotion differently. Mm-hmm. And you can't bash somebody based on how they feel about certain things. Unless it's really, like, unorthodox and just completely left field, then, all right, then whatever. You just do what you do. But, like, if it bothers you. And especially if you're in a game like The Bachelor, yo, you just got to drop that shit and let it go, because now you're just sucking yourself into a drama that you need no part. Yeah, like, yeah. You need to not be a part of, because now you're just digging your own grave. And that's what Tammy is doing. At first, she was kind of making sense, that she was kind of sounding like she was the voice of reasoning, kind of. Mm-hmm. Y se la cagó. She fucked it up because she was talking way too much and she got herself way too involved in something that had absolutely nothing to do with you.
Mm-hmm.
Por metiche. Yeah. Metida. Yeah.
No, I think she had good intentions, but, you know, I think that she messed up by forgetting that this is a competition and bitches are going to take certain things the way that they're going to take them, period. And you can't trust nobody in the house. They're not there to be friends with you. They're there to win and steal your mans, okay? Word. So, after all this is happening, the group date card comes along, and it's a group date for Shein, for Kelsey, for Victoria F, Madison, Natasha, your homegirl, Victoria P, Victoria F, I already said, Lexi, Hannah Ann, my girl, Tammy, and McKenna. And then McKenna freaking bitching about, I wanted the one-on-one date. Da-da-da. And Kelsey wanted the one-on-one date. Girls, you will get your time. You will get your time.
Kelsey already got her one-on-one date. She was bitching because she didn't get another one-on-one date. I'm like, shut the fuck up. Like,
you're being selfish.
You just got a one-on-one date. Like, yo, chill. And McKenna's being McKenna. She's being 22. She's 22. I feel like everybody's babysitting McKenna.
Yeah, they are. I agree. But what I like to, I honestly like this group date. This group date is fun.
It was fun, yeah.
Obviously, it involves something that I love very, very much. Very America's Next Top Model. It was a swimsuit photo shoot for Cosmo. And it, as always, it took out the, you know, it took out the cattiness in these girls because it became a competition. Because the winner got to be on the cover of Cosmo with Peter. With Peter. And I don't know if you knew this, but there was controversy about that, which I will talk about later. Hold on. I have the article in one of my messages. But continuing forward, what were you gonna say, my love?
Yo, honestly, with this group date, I thought it was fun. I thought it was cool. Hannah Ann was very, she came off obviously right away as the favorite to win it because of her modeling background.
Yes.
Yeah, but it was dope. It was sexy. My favorite picture, and a lot of the girls started posting pictures on their grams, was of Natasha and Lexi. I thought it was a beautiful representation of breaking barriers. I thought it was powerful.
Yes.
A beautiful black woman and a beautiful redhead. Like, they look nothing alike, but just incredibly stunning in their own right. Mm-hmm. I loved it. That was hands down my favorite picture next to Tammy with her mouth wide open like, no! While Hannah Ann is fucking kissing Peter and then McKenna is on the side like...
Well, it was actually... Kelsey was... It wasn't McKenna or was it Kelsey? McKenna, no. Yes.
McKenna was the one that was in the picture that looked lost. Tammy was the one that had her mouth wide open. No! While Hannah Ann was kissing Peter. And it was dope. I loved it. It was fun. It was cool. I feel like there was no beef. Kelsey was a fucking mess, as usual.
As per usual. And Victoria F. stole the show by making out with Peter during her trio scene.
I am not mad at it. No. She's playing the game right.
Hannah did the same thing. My girl did the same thing. So our girls, you know, our girls, they were the front runners for this this challenge, the same way that they were for the runway. I mean, I think Victoria F at one point was a model. FYI. Yo,
and that one-on-one photo shoot that they had, Peter and Victoria F, that shit was hot.
Well, that's because Victoria F won the photo prize,
which is
the photo prize. The reason why that they had the one-on-one photo shoot was because she won the photo prize.
And my tica.
What?
And guess what?
What?
Cosmo, this article just came out on E! News a couple hours ago. Cosmo magazine pulls the Bachelor cover due to Victoria F's White Lives Matter campaign.
Yep.
Damn. So apparently she was, rocking a shirt or something like that. That was kind of, like, supporting White Lives Matter. She had said something. I don't know. But, like, she had been getting some backlash over some shit that she had said or wore. That is really fucking some people up right now.
Yeah, that's your girl.
And what makes it worse is that it's Black History Month, too.
Yeah. So this is what was said.
Just a lot of drama, like off air. Right now,
I told you, I'm like, you're gonna see. I'm like, when you were trying to attack Hannah Ann from episode one, I'm like, you're gonna see what's gonna happen because of all these rumors circulating with Victoria F, the whole Champagne Gate situation, and then Alea. I was like, my girl is not the villain.
Yeah,
fíjate tú that she's been bien juiciosa, very, 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 like, you haven't heard any more drama from Hannah Ann, like.
Nah, she's been good. She's been solid. She's been, you know, juicio.
Yes.
She's been playing the game, getting by and all. I feel like she kind of plateaued a little bit.
Yeah.
Well, but like, you know, we'll see how it goes moving on.
Yeah, but so Cosmo on Monday posted a statement. It wasn't until a few weeks ago that I found out the campaign woman I'd chosen had in her past modeled in an ad campaign wearing White Lives Matter attire. It's been reported that what she modeled for was actually a Marlin Lives Matter organization focused on preventing white and blue marlin from being overfished, which used White Lives Matter and Blue Lives Matter messaging on its promotional shirts and hats.
That makes sense.
In my view, the nature of the organization is neither here nor there, but both phrases and the belief systems they represent are rooted in racism and therefore problematic. Unequivocally, the White Lives Matter movement does not reflect the values of the Cosmo brand. We stand in solidarity with Black Lives Matter and any cause that fights to end injustices for people of color.
Damn. There's a lot of drama right now with Victoria F. But like, you know what, man? It's become a lot of baggage. But since that got cleared up, though, I don't believe that she was trying to promote White Lives Matter, period. Like that.
I'm looking at the pictures. Mm. It's not good.
Yeah,
it's not good. It's right, not well, good. There's a picture of a shirt that looks like the Confederate flag.
Oh my God! Fuck.
Yeah. And this is what someone had to say on Twitter. Rage Against the Machine said, apparently this is for the white marlin conservation, but I'm having a hard time believing that's the only message these clothes are sending.
Damn. Oh, I don't know. Yeah, Victoria se la está cagando.
Yeah, pobrecita.
She probably won. And she's going through so much and she can't say shit right now. And you pobrecita. Know, and she gets emo, you know, like when she gets pushed to a certain point, she gets super emo, so she's probably crying right now.
Pobrecita. I feel bad. But she won the photo prize. So she's not going to be on the cover. I mean, the article as a whole did come out. It's going to come out in the March issue of Cosmo, and it's already online. Reading the article. Peter Shirtless was, he has a pudgy six pack. It's not a real six pack. He's a pudgy six pack. He has a dad bod.
That's the perfect way to describe Peter.
He has a dad bod. But I ain't mad at it because you know who else had a dad bod like not too long ago? Aquaman, freaking Jason Momoa.
So irrelevant. By the way, you saw his Super Bowl commercial?
Yes. Yes.
Hilarious.
Oh my God, I love him. Que me la coge y me la Momoa. Okay, anyways.
Que la Momoa.
Que me la Momoa. Que me la coge y me la Momoa.
Okay? Oh my God.
Legit.
That was such a dirty word in Spanish.
Yes, Momoa means not Momoa his last name, but we're not gonna get into this. Just Google
que me
it.
La mama.
Oh my God, a mi mama me lo contó. A mi mama me lo contó. So basically, mama means to suck, guys. Like
you can get mamar.
Mamar. Mamarre. Alrighty, so. After this, Kelsey pulls Peter to the side and she tells Peter, she's the first girl this season to do this. Peter, I am falling for you.
Fuck. Already the first one?
She's already Shit. The first one.
Damn.
The first one to pull out the Peter, I am completely falling in love with you.
Fuck it. I mean, it's gonna start coming out within the next couple episodes for more.
But I expected this. I expected this from her. I really did. I knew it. I knew it was coming. And she even told him, it's so hard for me to see you with other girls. And obviously he assured her, like, hey, I feel strongly for you. And they make out. So, I mean,
per usual.
Yeah, as per usual. And then meanwhile, they're making out. Yeah. Victoria F. tells Tammy that Kelsey said to her that she is the realest bitch there and that everyone else is fake.
Oh,
again, like really, like we're gonna go back there again. And Tammy couldn't believe that Kelsey would like turn on her that way, and especially after she was the one comforting her during her drunken stupor. And
it was just a lot.
So then what does she do? She does what every freaking girl does. She goes and tattletales to Peter. And I expected more from Tammy. I was like, no, Tammy, yeah, don't do it. No,
I did too.
No.
Yeah, she dug her own grave going to fucking tell Peter, like, yo, listen, she said, she did. Because you know what? I said this last week. What Susie says of Sally says more of Susie than of Sally.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And yeah, y'all, like, just, I would think if I was on the show, like, whenever you do have an opportunity to spend with that main person, that lead host, or whatever you want to call it, the bachelor, mm-hmm, the bachelorette, yo, you make it about you guys. You know, yeah, enjoy each other's company. Like, you know, get to know each other. Like, don't use the little time that you have to be with him to fucking bash somebody else that's having their own issues. First of all, it's none of your business whether she drinks too much or, like, or she's on pills or whatever it may be, which apparently it wasn't even really the situation.
Cause, right. Like,
because she was just on some other shit, and she was just, I don't know. Tammy, she went from being the voice of reasoning to being the voice of being stupid as fuck. Real quick. Real quick. And she got put in her place, deservingly so.
And I can already assume that she's one of your nominees for Come Mierda of the Week, but that's either here nor there.
Oh, we'll talk about that when we get there.
Oh, yeah. Well, but yeah, just by that comment, I'm like, oh, she's in the running. So Peter obviously confronts Kelsey about Tammy's allegations and what Tammy likes to call an emotional breakdown. And Kelsey was super offended and she was like, I'm fine. Fine. And then she confronts the other ladies, and then all the girls are like, girl, did you not see yourself? Did you not see how you were acting in your drunken stupor? It was a lot.
Yeah.
It was a lot. It was a lot. You know, we don't cry all day long, and you're here saying that none of us are being vulnerable. She started accusing the other girls of not being vulnerable with Peter. I was like, this girl's doing too much too soon. Like, you need to, you are not allowed to say what you think in regards to other relationships that are happening inside that house.
Exactly.
That doesn't correspond to you. Kelsey, that does not correspond to you, mama. Like, that's very personal between Sydney and Peter, Hannah Ann and Peter, whoever, and freaking Peter. What happens between you and Peter, and if you, what you're vulnerable about, that's what you're vulnerable about. But that just doesn't mean that women in the house aren't being vulnerable themselves in their own right. Okay.
Se metió demasiado. Like, she stuck her nose into other people's businesses. Like, she had no business of being a part of, or at least knowing about or talking about. This goes back to the whole Aaliyah Victoria F situation, when Aaliyah was talking about when she told basically the whole house about Victoria F's history with Chase Rice.
Yes.
Like, yo, like, if you have a problem with somebody, you approach that person, you have a conversation with that person about that person,
right,
to that person. Mm-hmm. You know?
Amen.
You don't go to everybody else like, yo, this person's fucked up. This person's fucked up. This and that, so on and so forth. Nah, you talk like an adult. But then again, Tammy's 24. She's young. How old is Kelsey? Like 24 too?
23? No, she's 26.
No.
I'm sorry. I'm confusing her with Victoria. That it was her birthday during the episode, and she was like, "I'm 26 and I'm 28." I'll look that up right now. Hold on, Kelsey.
Yeah, I believe she's 24.
And
it just doesn't make it right. Like, yo, Tammy went from, yo, she was, I wrote it on my notes. I'm like, yo, Tammy is a potential candidate for my MV3 because she is moving up. She's having so many good moments. And she fucked it all up because she couldn't keep her mouth shut. Yo, just shut the fuck up and don't worry about other 28. Oh, damn. Like, yo, like, just shut up and just don't worry about other people's businesses. Said with love. Like, yo, just focus on you. Like, yo, you're doing just fine. You're kind of getting by, Tammy. Like, people starting to like you and shit. Like, you, yo, I don't know, man.
People were liking her. People were like, damn. It would be such an interesting. You should see the tweets. People were saying that Tammy as the bachelorette would be super interesting. Like, people were standing with Tammy, and there she going fuck it up. But Kelsey is actually 28. She does not act like a 28-year-old.
She does not at all.
At all. But why not? I mean, listen, to each his own. She's just an emotional creature. I'm just going to toss it up to the fact that Kelsey is an emotional creature. All right. There's more drama with the girls. Tammy tells Peter about Kelsey and having a breakdown. And then we see a very cute little interaction with Mabu, Hannah Ann, and Peter. And you can tell that he really likes her. Like when he was like, "You're like the cutest thing ever." So
yeah, but like I don't want to say that to like the girl that I want to marry. You're the cutest thing ever. That shit is like,
it's endearing when you want to wife someone up. That's endearing.
Like I don't know, like that just sounds like high school as fuck. Like it just sounds like, oh, you're adorable. It's like if I kind of say something like that to a girl, I feel like I don't know, like I feel like I'm kind of like putting you down to an extent, you know? Like
if that were the case, you wouldn't have given her like, the birthday rose.
It's like a halfway compliment. Yeah, you're right. You know, you are right about that. You know, there is a certain, you know, there obviously is a special connection between them. I don't think they have one of the strongest connections anymore, though. You know, they've plateaued for a while.
Well, we'll see, because next week is their one-on-one date.
Ah, that'll be interesting, because now we're going to get to know the real Hannah Ann. And yes, we're going to see if, you know, like if she's actually mature enough to be able
and
to handle Peter.
And it's their first one-on-one, FYI. They've never had a one-on-one.
So it could go very, very, very good for Hannah Ann or very bad.
So shout out to Hannah. She got the group date rose. And then we see that Kelly has a one-on-one date, which was really weird. They had like a Santeria ritual.
Yeah, it was Santeria as fuck.
Like, oh my God. And FYI, guys, that's not to offend anybody. Just like, it was just witch. You know, I told the witch doctor I was in love with you. Doo, doo. That's how I felt about the date. It was a cleansing ritual. Peter has doubts about Kelly. He's like, she doesn't go all in. I'm very 50-50. I feel like I'm the one that's putting in the most effort, like 75, she's giving 25. And how did you feel about that cleansing ritual? I liked the whole labyrinth thing and how she had to be blindfolded and he had to guide her as to where she needed to go, because it takes a lot of trust to do something like that. I like that part. The candle part I found kind of weird that the candles revealed their relationship.
That was just all like I didn't like that there wasn't much communication going on at that point. I mean, I guess it was cool, you know, like it wasn't anything like special, but I guess it was a part of the Costa Rican culture. And so they just wanted to experience, you know, like life in Costa Rica.
Right.
And appreciate their tradition. So I get it in that aspect. Did I think it was necessary? Nah, but it is what it is.
They did something similar to that last year in Bachelor in Paradise, no?
Nah, I have no idea. They've
done a date like this before. I don't know which season of Bachelor in Paradise. If you guys remember, please let me know. But I know that there has been a ritual of some sort in the dating world of Bachelor in Paradise. I'm pretty sure.
Yeah,
this is like Costa Rican brujería. Over there was like in Mexico, so it's not even Mexican brujería. So again, it was just you know, Mexican rituals. Costa Rican rituals. I thought it was honestly it taps into the culture. It was a little bit weird for my opinion, especially for a date, and especially if that's someone that you're not going to spend the rest of your life with, because I don't think Kelly is the one.
I think Kelly can be the one. Kelly can be the one, and I think she sets a very good standard of a kind of woman that Peter needs. Even if she's not the one, she's a good standard to uphold, without a doubt. I like, you know, moving on to like that dinner date that they had. She put him. All right, he was upset at the fact that like he felt that they kind of plateaued their relationship for a while, and he's been holding on to that connection that they had from when they first met. And from the beginning, like, yo, like, he really likes her. Like, there was a spark. And he feels like, all right, you're not making the effort that I want you to make. You know, like, I want you to be like everybody else. That's basically what Peter said. Just go all in. But she had, like, she was so reasonable with her explanation. Like, she was being so rational and so mature with what she was saying. Like she made a comparison. Like she said that Hannah Ann and I are on two different levels.
Yeah.
I'm looking for someone to challenge me on the day to day and for me to challenge them.
Yeah.
Motherfucking mic drop. Like as soon as she said that, se me paró. Like, yo.
Se te paró.
Like how is it that a man wouldn't want somebody like that on a mental level, you know, on a spiritual level? I think that's beautiful. I think that is wife material. Kelly is wife material. That is somebody that you grow with. When you have somebody, if I'm to have a woman that can speak to me like that, that's going to challenge me and put me in my place when she needs to, and vice versa for me to put her in her place when I need to, so that we can continue to grow and continue to better each other every single day. Yep. Fuck the sex. Fuck everything else that's physical. Like, at the end of the day, we're going to grow as people if we're going to be married. Yo, I appreciated absolutely everything that Kelly said. And, you know, she, and I've liked her, like, this entire season. But she skyrocketed for me as far as her stock value. And, like I said, if she doesn't win, you know, that's, like, it's not her loss. It's Peter's loss. I think she's a phenomenal woman. And she's going to be just fine. Like, she has, and on top of her being a great woman. Yeah, like I said earlier, she has an awesome job. She's a fucking attorney. She's making bank. She got her own paper. She does a lot of traveling. She has her own shit. She's fine. She's gonna be just fine. And like, and she even said it. She like, I don't know if this is gonna be for me. This is completely out of my out of my element. If it works, cool. If it doesn't, cool. You know, like, I'm being realistic. You know, like, yeah. I hope it does. Yeah, like, I love it. I love it. She's not putting all her eggs in one basket, like basically everybody else in this fucking show.
Yeah, agreed. I can agree with you on that. After the date, Kelsey is still playing detective and going to confront the other girls and going around the house and stirring up the pot.
Hold on, let me cut you off real quick. Notice how the transition went from growing, challenging you, challenging me to be better every single day, day-to-day basis. Mm-hmm. And then the conversation transitioned to drama, champagne gate, or whatever it may be. Or yep. you said this, and she said that about me. Mm-hmm. Oh, that's another thing that Kelly said to Peter. Like, yo, like, I was disappointed in how you reacted. Because, like, if there's drama, if there's negative energy, yeah, I'm expecting you to cut that shit off. Like, you don't need that in your life. But if you keep on inviting that over to you, I'm not going to deal with you. Like, I'm not going to be with somebody like that, which is why I've been so reserved. Yo, when she said that too, yo, she's a real one. What she said hit home, and that's, honestly, I would say that's a standard of how I would want my future wife to be, without a doubt. All right. Sorry for cutting you off.
No. I mean, listen, you know what? She is a strong, powerful woman. Props to her. So I feel like she's a little bit she's not my type of woman.
Like, she's just not super outgoing. I mean, like, I guess it's maybe not even about the outgoing.
It's not even about the outgoing part. It's not really that. I'm just, you know what? She's beautiful. She's smart. She's intelligent. I will give props where props are due. She's not my type of girl. But hey, you know what? Maybe she is Peter's one. And if she's not Peter's one, she's someone else's one. And she is still freaking fabulous.
Whoever ends up with Kelly, whether it be Peter or another man down the road, that man will be a very, very lucky man. And luckiest man in the world, honestly.
Agreed.
I can't say that right now. I mean, like, you know, all the girls are beautiful in their own way. But, yo, she's gold. Like, you strike gold with a girl like Kelly. Woof! Like, I'm not going to say that she's, like, like the baddest one or the sexiest one out of the group. But, like, if you're trying to grow with somebody, if you told me right now, Al, I want you to pick somebody to grow with for the rest of your life, somebody that's within that bachelor mansion, I'm picking Kelly.
Agreed. Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because she has a good head on her shoulders. Agreed. So, like I said, there's growth and wonderful, beautiful things blossoming between these two, while Kelsey is still talking about drama and receding back to things that don't really have that much of an importance. And I honestly felt like Kelsey was like trying to like dig around and continue to stir the pot. And before the rose ceremony, she's like, I'm going to go talk to Peter, which kudos to you, mama. You literally did what a lot of girls fear to do, and you took the bull by the horns and you went to talk to Peter about those rumors. And I don't know. I thought that she did a really good job, but what I didn't like was that Peter decided to give her the rose on the spot. Like, seriously? Seriously. I didn't like that. Why?
Uh-oh, Martica.
Oh, sorry, mi amor. Uh-oh. Sorry.
It's almost bedtime.
Listen, yeah.
It is 1:30 in the morning right now, and you gotta get up early.
Yes, I do, but that's not the point. We're doing this. what I was saying was that Peter decides that, hey, like, he is so sure about Kelsey that he gives her the rose on the spot. Dude, no. No, Peter. You could have waited. You could have waited. Why would you do that? Why? Why are you trying to stir up the pot even more? Like, it was unnecessary. Your thoughts on that?
It was, honestly, I don't even have many thoughts about that. It was just unnecessary as fuck. I mean, like, if you're gonna give her a rose, you could give her a rose, like, at the rose ceremony.
Yep.
Yeah, like, he can be too empathetic sometimes.
Yep.
You know, like, and that's what fucks me up. Like, he's so pure of a person that, like, I feel like he kind of allows himself to get pushed over by their emotions, by these girls' emotions. And it's like, fuck.
Yep.
Kelsey's not going to get her way every time, though. You know, she got away this time. I think this was plotted, low-key.
Yeah.
It just is what it is, you know? Like, yeah, she played the game right.
You know? Yep. And you know what sucked? That, like, Chris Harrison walks in and tells the girls, hey, by the way, there's not going to be a cocktail party. Y'all bitches are screwed. If you didn't get your one-on-one time with Peter,
you're fucked.
Jinx. Yeah, basically, you're fucked. And we're going straight into the rose ceremony.
Yeah,
and
word.
Can we talk about how McKenna was about to go postal?
Well, every fucking rose ceremony, she goes postal.
She was about to lose her shit. It was supposed to be my time. It was supposed to be my time with Peter. Oh, I was supposed to have something wonderful. Like, it was supposed to be about us tonight. Like, tonight was about us.
I'm over her.
Simmer down. Simmer down. I feel bad. You know, I feel empathetic towards her because she's 22. She's 22 and impressionable.
I'm over McKenna. I love her. I think she's so sweet. I think she means well. I don't think there's, like, any, like, you know, malintención.
No, there's no malicious intent.
Yeah, like, that she brings to the table at all. I'm like, this is, you know, you shouldn't be here. You know, like, not on this season, you know. I think she needs to season herself a little bit more. And
yeah. Then maybe she could come back for VIP.
I'm down for McKenna, VIP.
Yeah,
I'm definitely that. She's fun. She's a fun girl. Like, she brings entertainment value to the series. You know, I'm not mad at her. Like, when she gets her airtime, and she just gets emotional a lot. She gets in her own head a lot. But she's fun though. She likes doing new shit. She likes dancing. She likes, you know, grooving and shit. And I'm not mad at her. But
and remember, Peter did the move on her. Peter did the move.
Peter did the move on everybody.
Yeah, but you know what? I think that's why she's so hooked. She's hooked on the Peter.
Peter did the move on me.
Yeah. Did he now? When? Yeah. When? When?
At the Super
Pictures
Bowl.
Pictures didn't happen. I need the receipts.
At the Super Bowl, because we're in Miami, you know, so.
Damn. And these hot rumors start.
I'm just playing. Like, I'm just messing with you. Yo, but that rose ceremony, though, was intense.
Yeah, it was, especially when Tammy was like, hold up. Well, I mean, we're skipping over the drama. Like, yeah. Sydney was about to pop off on Tammy.
Oh,
like,
fuck. That's right.
About to pop off like a champagne bottle on Tammy. Like, wow. Le salió lo dominicano right quick.
Yo, she got put on blast. Like, what? Like, the conversation came up about, like, yo, Kelsey was like, yo, like, who the fuck said it? You know, like, what's up? Was it you? Like, talking about how I'm an alcoholic, talking about how I've been on pills and shit.
But didn't she say she was on pills? Didn't she say she takes Adderall and birth control?
Yeah. You know, which I don't think is anything wrong with that, you know?
Not at all, but you shouldn't be drinking on those pills either way. Yeah.
And, well, birth control, like, that's fine. Like, well, Adderall, though, that's a different story, though.
Yeah, I'm like, you shouldn't be drinking on that medication.
Yeah. And that's personal. That's so, like, it's so personal. Like, you guys, like, you don't know her like that. You know, like, you guys aren't, like, fucking besties and shit. It's none of your business, especially for you to be, like, for Tammy to just go on and tell other people about somebody else's issues, if they are issues. Like, y'all, like I said, like, going back to what I said earlier, bring it up to that person that's going through it. You don't got to bring it up to anybody else. What Susie says of Sally says more of Susie than of Sally. Y'all, and she got put on blast. Tammy went from having a great episode, potential MV3 candidate, to yo, getting fucked. She's
crying.
I'm talking about, like, Kelsey was, she was right in how she felt. Like, yo, like, Tammy, you're fucked up. And so then when Kelsey asked her, yo, was it you that told Peter that I was on pills and that I have a drinking problem? Tammy said what? No. When Sydney was like, yo, like, what the fuck? Like, going back and forth. Did you tell Peter that she took pills and has a drinking problem? Yes. So then that's when Sydney went crazy. Like, yo, so what are you saying right now? You going back and forth. Yeah, right there, her fucking Dominican side started coming out. Sydney, yeah, sexy damn ass. God damn.
You wish you would go crazy on your ass just like that.
No, anyway, no, man.
Yeah.
Been there, done that. I'm tired.
Yeah. You'd be like, yeah, que lo que. Déjame ser tu tigre. Anyways, moving on. So right before Peter's about to start handing out the roses, Tammy pretends that this isn't a rose ceremony and swears that it's a cocktail party. And she pulls Peter away to, like, talk to him, to say what she needed to say. And so does McKenna. Like, all these girls were rolling their eyes so hard.
Especially so Lexi.
But Lexi didn't have the balls to do it. Lexi should have done some crazy shit like that. Maybe she would have stayed.
But, like, I think Lexi was so confident that she was going to stay. And then when the rose ceremony started, I think that's when she's like, fuck, yo. I think this might have changed something. Because I feel like, yeah. Because then you saw, like, Peter, he took his time getting back. He was, like, pacing back and forth, thinking about some shit. Yeah. And I really thought Lexi was going to stay. I think McKenna and Tammy talking to Pete fucked them up and you know, sealed their continuation.
Fate. Yep. Yeah. Sealed their fate. I still think Shyam would have gone home either way. I think that either Tammy or McKenna would have gone home had it not been for them having the conversation prior to the rose ceremony. So Kelly, Kelsey, Hannah Ann, they already had roses. Then the others to get a rose was your girl Victoria F, Madison, Natasha, Victoria P, McKenna, and Tammy.
Yeah.
And obviously Lexi was in hysterics, like, oh my gosh, like, I should have been more vulnerable with him sooner. I should have. And she had a lot of regrets. That's why if Kobe's death has taught us anything, we got to say what we mean what we say when we say it. Period.
I agree.
Because tomorrow is not guaranteed. Mm-hmm. And Shyam, on her way out, decided to be like, hey, Peter, some of these girls here, what they're saying, like, what they're saying to your face and what they're saying behind your back are two different things. You got to watch out. Like, respect to her, because she, you know, she mic dropped as she walked out. She's like, oh, I'm leaving. All right. But let me say what is on my mind.
She's a real one. Like, she's another one that I think is genuinely a good girl. You know, there just wasn't much of a connection between her and Peter, but you know, whoever ends up with her will be a lucky person too. I think she's a very nice girl.
Yeah, I agree. And next week, one-on-one with Hannah Ann, a group date, Peter saying in the previews, like, he feels a passion of a trillion million suns with this person. And then the girl's crying, I can't smile it through it anymore. And just drama continues. I feel like this has been the most dramatic season in Bachelor history.
Yeah, so dramatic. I'm over it. I'm so over it.
Like, God. We'll see what happens next week. I'm looking forward to Hannah Ann and Peter finally having a one-on-one.
That'll be interesting. So I'm definitely excited for that. And of course, it is officially time. Dun, dun, dun.
Yep.
For the Bachelotero Awards. First of all, yes, follow us on their IG and Twitter and Facebook at The Bacheloteros. The Bacheloteros. Now check it. We have three different awards that we give out, me and Martica each. Of course, to whoever was a part of the episode. One award. First one, La Loca of the Week, the craziest person of the week. And number two, La Come Mierda of the Week, the one who ate the most shit this week. And number three, the MB3, the most valuable three people on the episode that we are talking about of The Bachelor. So, Martica, per usual, who is your La Loca of the Week?
Gotta give it to Kelsey.
I'm mad at that. She was a mess.
Gotta give it to Kelsey. Like, how are you gonna go and go on a drinking binge just because you didn't get a one-on-one date? Like, mama, simmer down. You will get your time. You already had your time. You don't need to feel some type of way, especially when you knew what you signed up for when you decided to go on this reality show. So that's my Loca of the Week. Kelsey, and what sucks is that she was one of my MB3s last week.
Yeah.
Crazy how the tables have turned.
In just 1 week, my
answer. Just 1 week. What about you?
All right, my La Loca of the Week, you got to go with McKenna. I'm going with McKenna. I almost chose Kelsey. She's like my honorable mention when it comes to La Loca of the Week. But McKenna, like, at least when Kelsey, she cries, like, there's value to why she's crying. Like, I get it, you know. Not everybody can handle other girls being with, you know, your boo while you're supposedly falling in love with him. And, you know, like, I get it, you know. Maybe she just can't handle it. She's too insecure. With McKenna, I don't think it's a sense of insecurity about other girls being with him. I think it's more of a, oh, my God, I just want time. I think she's more focused on the wrong things of the show. Like, I just want my one-on-one time. I want my air time. I want to be able to do this. I want to be able to do that. She's young. She's too young. She's very naive about the situation. And she's fucking crazy, bro. And, like, the little one-on-one time that they did have, McKenna and Peter, it didn't even seem like they were, like, being romantic. They were just, like, kind of, like, showing each other dance moves, I guess. Like, it kind of reminded me of Marissa from, like, episode one, where, like, she just friend-zoned the shit out of herself doing the handshake.
Yes,
and I kind of see McKenna heading towards that direction. So I'm like, yo. And, like, she's crying because, like, fuck. Like, I want more time. I'm like, yo, I don't know what you want me to do. You know? So that's my La Loca of the Week. Come mierda of the week. Who ate the most shit, Martica?
Two people, in my opinion, McKenna and Tammy. And I love Tammy. I love her, but Tammy, I love her zingers. I think she is she's the comic relief of this franchise right now. But Tammy, you fell into the spider web.
Your word.
Of drama. You fell into these bitches' web of drama. Why? Especially Kelsey with Champagne Gay. Like, you should know better. You were the chosen one. You were the chosen one, Tammy, and you did this to us. And McKenna, obviously, because she was crying and, you know, being impatient. Mama, you will have your time with Peter. And if you don't, you weren't the one, son. And it's okay. You're 22. You have your whole life ahead of you. You are cute as a button. But stop crying over a guy. Seriously. So your Come Mierda of the Week?
My Come Mierda of the Week is hands down Tammy, without a doubt. She went from being a candidate of being a part of the MV3 to just spiraling down to La Come Mierda of the Week. She ate so much shit. She ate her own words. She put herself in a position that was easily avoidable had she just shut the fuck up about other people's business. She just fucked up, you know? Like, she said way too much than she needed to. She got herself involved in things that, you know, that had nothing to do with her. And I don't know. I guess she wanted to be relevant somehow, and that backfired very quickly. She was doing just fine. She was cruising by, and she fucked it up, yo. And, like, but she fucked up bad because, like, the entire house was, like, going at it with her. Like, Victoria F. making, like, rolling eyes all day. McKenna rolling eyes at Tim. Sydney was like, yo, you are a crazy-ass bitch. And then at the same time, McKenna was right next to Tammy, and she's, like, looking up and down, like, yo, word, she is.
Yes, sir.
And so I thought that was a funny moment. But, yo, like, she did it to herself, though. She ate so much shit this episode. And, of course, the finale. Ladies and gentlemen, the MV3, the most valuable three of the episode, Martika, who's your third, who's your second, and who's your number one this episode, huh?
All right, so my number three has to be my girl, Hannah Ann. Ann, you know why? She got the rose. She grabbed Peter by the mouth, and she kissed him during that photo shoot and basically showed him, hey, we still have that connection. And you can still tell that there's that chemistry between them. And I am mad at the fact that she has been away. She has, you know, not been involved with the drama. And I'm proud of her. I'm so proud of her. And I feel like you're seeing growth from her as a character in this franchise. The fact that she was able to, you know, console Kelsey after everything. After Kelsey, you know, dragged her through the mud. And yet she was still there and she was listening to her attentively and trying to give her advice. Like, that merits an MB3 award, because not a lot of women can stand up and rise to the occasion in that manner. So okay. Good for you, Hannah. Good for you, honey.
I ain't mad at that. Okay, number two.
Sydney, obviously. I thought that makeout scene between her and Peter, like, that merited an award, legit. That deserved an Oscar nomination. Like, it was steamy, that soft porn such that we witnessed on primetime TV. Word. Super good. But I feel like they do have a genuine connection, and I feel like it's both physical and mental. And props to her that she opened up about her father, that she has that she's been so vulnerable with him, and she's able to open up in such a way, not only to Peter, but to us as viewers. So bravo, honey. Bravo.
You can and your number Google. One.
Peter's my MB3. MB3 number one, because he is dealing with some bullshit. Okay. And you have to give it to this man who not only got 22 stitches in the face, in his forehead, for being tremendo klutz, but I feel like he's such a sweetheart. He's such a genuine soul. And the fact that he was able to let Alea go and was able to be like, you're not good for this house. You're not good for my soul. You're not
commendable.
That is super commendable. So he was not eating shit. You know, one week we had him as the come mierda of the week. I think he was the MVP of this episode, because at the end of the day, he is doing his thing. He's following his heart. This is his journey. And he is a Leo. So I love applaud it. And I stand with Peter.
I really do love it.
Thank you. I'm glad you like my list. Yay, we're growing. So what is your... I mean, we won't grow in height like ever. We're always going to stay short.
Yeah, but, chiquiticos.
Our minds and our internal growth. But anyways, who is your MV3, Alpi?
So my number three, I got to go with Victoria F.
Of course.
She's been incredibly consistent. She's been killing it. She's dangerous. I think she is hometown material on air, because off the air has been a lot of drama.
Yes.
Like they have an undeniable connection. They're fucking popping with each other. They love, like, you can tell they have a certain love for each other.
Yeah, they do.
And I can't say that about many relationships in that house. No. Shout out to Victoria. She killed it at that group date. She's fine. Peter's so into her. There's not, like, I could probably name maybe one. I don't know if I can name two girls that he's more into than Victoria F at the moment. That's my number three. My number two, I got to go with Sydney. So Sydney, that one-on-one day with her was special. They had a great time. They have another one that has an undeniable connection together. They just get it. I don't know. Like, they just, you know, when, like, you could just tell, like, yo, these two are good for each other. I like that about Sydney and Peter, and I'm not mad about it. And she's been, again, like, consistently growing episode by episode. She's killing it right now, you know, and she had a kind of a slow start to the season. But right now she's doing her thing and they're looking good. She could definitely, if she doesn't fuck it up with her attitude, if she can tame that, you know, that crazy Latino attitude, yo, she can go far. I think she could get the hometown. And my number one, my MVP of the MV3, gotta go with Kelly. And the reason why I say Kelly, I really do believe that she set the standard of how women should be when it comes to finding a man. You know, and I think this goes beyond the show. I think it goes beyond The Bachelor. It should never be one person chasing the other and expecting somebody to, you know, to just see what happens. It should never be, oh, take, which, you know, obviously there's a lot of imbalance of the give-take ratio when it comes to The Bachelor. I think Kelly set a perfect example for women as to saying, like, yo, stand up for yourself, stand your ground, know what you want, but know that if you're going to be with somebody, yo, you have to be able to grow even more with that person. So even on your worst days, is that person going to pick you up and lift you up and help you become a better person? And on top of that, are you willing to do that same thing for that person when he's down? And when you both are up, are you guys going to elevate each other to take yourselves to the next level, not only as just individuals, because that's very important to take your, to elevate yourselves as individuals, but also as a couple too, and as a team and as best friends. I thought she made incredible points. Again, like, she set that standard of what I think wife material truly is. And so that is my reason as to why Kelly is my MVP of the MV3.
Ain't mad at that at all.
Word. I think we did pretty good. 100 minutes flat right now.
Oh my God. But okay, 3 hours worth of material and trying to concise it was not easy. But we did it. We tried. And here we are.
Bro, imagine if we try to do both episodes this week into one. Nope.
That would be a very long episode. And ain't nobody got time for that.
Fuck that. Yeah, but that does conclude this episode of the Bacheleteros. You can check us out on Spotify for free. You don't even need to pay for it. Just download Spotify. Just look us up, the Bacheleteros. And all you got to do is just press play and show us some love on the gram. Share, subscribe, so on and so forth. Let us know what's up. Follow us on the socials at the Bacheleteros on Twitter, on Facebook, on that Instagram. You can follow me at It's Al Pizzle. That's It's Al, like Alex, Pizzle, like for Shizzle, and Martika. Where can we follow you?
You can follow me all on social media as, bueno, on Instagram, Martha, M-A-R-T-H-A, like Martha Stewart, Maria, M-A-R-I-A, Lopez, L-O-P-E-Z, like J-Lo, TV, Martha, Maria Lopez TV. And if that's too complicated for you, just look me up as Martika Lopez. And on Twitter, it's Martha M. Lopez TV.
Yeah, so it's a short week. It's definitely a short week. So, you know, episode is going to be up on Tuesday morning. We're going to drop another episode more than likely by
Thursday morning.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And, Martika, great job. Another episode down.
Thank you. Yes, another episode down and another one to go. So we'll see you on Thursday, everybody.
Yeah, sir. Have a good night.